So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, a couple of comments from the text. Guys, my wife and I were watching a Kraken game, and we had just moved into our new home, and there was a fight. She was screaming, "Kick his ass! Kick his ass!" About 25 minutes later, Thurston County Sheriff knocking on the door thinking that there was a domestic.
Oh. All right.
Kick his ass. Guys, I got pulled over coming from Leavenworth, Oktoberfest Wenatchee a few months ago. I was doing 65 and a 50. My wife was wearing a cute outfit and had her top down, so truthfully, I wasn't really paying attention to the speed. Well, the cop had me do the roadside sobriety test, which changed the mood rapidly. I passed the test, and then I blew a .046, so I was only about halfway there. Cop said, well, it looks like you know how to handle your alcohol, so you guys have a good night.
All right. Yeah. There they go.
Good or bad, why were the police talking to you? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, in theory, pulling somebody over coming from Oktoberfest.
It's a pretty sure shot.
Right, so yeah. I'm sure that cop was like, all right, you had a couple beers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, not a lot to do in Wenatchee.
That's true. Hello, Wyatt. Welcome to the men's room.
Boom, bitches.
Boo!
How you gentlemen doing this evening?
We're doing well, man. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. So, I guess, to get to it, so this was probably, I don't know, 16, quite a while ago, before weed was legal.
All right.
So anyways, me and my buddy, we have this place we used to smoke back in high school, and we called it Stony Hedge, just because it had some huge rocks, and it's where we'd get stoned. But anyways, it's a one-lane road, like very, very narrow, and it's a kind of a pain in the ass to drive down and then back all the way up. So I figured I'd back down before getting super high so that way we could just drive out. So anyways, we're sitting in the car, and we got this thing so hotboxed for like a good hour. Like we had an ounce of weed, we had a bong, you know, we were just having a good time. And so I take this huge rip and I look up, and all of a sudden through the misty haze, I see, you know, a grill, and then I see lights on top of a car, and I'm like, oh no. And I look at my buddy and I just go, we're about to get arrested, aren't we? And he just goes, without a doubt. So we're just sitting there, and it was probably the longest 30 seconds of my life to watch this car just pull up, and this cop just right in front of my car. And anyways, he comes to the driver's side window and just gives it a, you know, two little taps, and I unroll the window, and man, the smoke that billowed out onto this dude, like he had to have just been stoned as hell or just reeked like weed from how much came out. And nothing was said for like 10 seconds, and I'm just kind of sitting there, and he goes, "So what are you boys doing?" And I just go, we're just hanging out, man. And he goes, "You guys from here?" And I'm up on the San Juans. So at that time I was living on San Juan Island, but I was over on Orcas, and I was like, nope, I'm not from here. And my buddy was just like, yeah, it's the same here, which he was lying. He was from there. And the guy just takes a good look around and doesn't say much, and he just slaps the hood of my car, and he goes, well, you boys enjoy the sunset, and he just drives off.
Oh,
all right.
Okay, there you go. Right.
I appreciate those kinds of cops.
Yeah.
I always thought,
yeah, exactly.
Like,
there's some good guys out there for sure. Well,
I like when the cops tap on your window, because I always thought, should you say, like, who is it? Yes. What can I do for you?
Who's there?
I was told not to open the door to strangers. I'm sorry. You're going to have to yell through the glass. Safety first.
Good or bad, why were the police talking to you? 206-803.
I mean, I remember being in high school, and I did not smoke weed in high school, right? Yeah. You guys know. Like, I barely smoked before I moved here.
Yeah.
But we were driving to something. And like an idiot, they're all smoking in the car. And I remember just these three cop cars just pull U-turns. And they are screaming behind us. We are screaming. I'm yelling at him. He pulls over. They cruise by. They weren't coming after us. But I remember there was a solid 2 months where they were like, man, you're right. We're not smoking in the car anymore. I was like, yeah, we're lucky.
It scared them that bad?
It was just right. It scared everybody.
Well, you'd have been fine. Like, hey, man, I'm just in the car, bro.
Yeah.
Am I high? Sure. Contact high, but I don't smoke anything.
Right. And I was just always, you know me, I was just always on him. Like, just wait till we get there.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
That's the whole thing. Just,
can you just wait?
Exactly.
My question, so.
Same with eating in the car. I mean, it's a basic step. There's just certain stuff, just wait till you get there.
I mean, look, there is nobody that does that. Listen to the show. We know we love drinking beers, right? You would be hard pressed to ever find me having a beer, even in the back seat. There is that one story from years ago.
Because you would, I guess you'd like stolen a can of beer or whatever it was. But
we stopped at a gas station and I bought some for home.
And all my wife said was, Ted's in the back seat. She says, Ted, look, just don't open the beer in my car. He said, fine. 2 seconds later, you hear the. Ted, God damn it! Sorry, man.
Right, but I'm saying like thirsty.
Generally speaking,
like those sort of simple rules. The same with stoners. I have stoner friends that I'm just like,
just wait,
or just I don't know, pull over.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm always curious though. So say you're the passenger in the car and you are hammered. Okay, cop pulls the driver over. Even if the driver's fine, could you ask to take a breathalyzer just to see how hammered you are? Like, look, I'm not driving. I'm the passenger. We've acknowledged that, but. Can I give you a quick blow, man? I just want to see, because I'm feeling really drunk. I just want to see where I'm at.
Well,
like, would they indulge you in that?
No.
No?
We could ask them. I'm going
to
ask
them. Some people just have a different mentality when it comes to riding and doing that stuff.
I also think, too, if you blow, like, too high, maybe they'd have to be like, well, sorry, now we got to arrest you.
Can you be too drunk? Like, I'm not out in public doing anything. I am the passenger in the car, and they already can acknowledge, yes, this dude in the passenger seat, he's gone, right? Completely hammered. Is there a level where if I blew in there and it's like a 0.31, would they have to take me to the drunk tank? Like, you're just too drunk to not be home?
I don't know. It seems like an unnecessary interaction, though.
Well, it does, but sometimes I'm curious because you're like, hey, man, I just want to gauge my hangover tomorrow. You know what I mean? My wife's saying I'm super hammered. Obviously, I'm saying I'm not super hammered. We both know she's right, but I just want to see how super hammered I am.
Some people have different rules. My dad, he does not drink and drive.
Yeah.
But last time I went down to his house, you know, the drive to the airport was probably 45 minutes, hour, something like that. So when he picks me up, there's a cooler, you know, in the passenger seat floor with a six-pack of Genesee Cream Ale, and he's got a joint for me. And I'm like, I can wait, man. Like, it's not, like, I've been on a plane. Trust me, I've already had a couple cocktails. I can wait. You know, not a big deal, man. But he said, oh, I just thought you might want a beer. And, you know.
Does it matter in Florida? And I'm not saying as a joke to Florida.
I don't know.
Florida's real loose with that stuff. So, like, if I'm drinking a beer but the driver's not, most states that's an issue. But I don't know if in Florida.
I don't know if anything in Florida is an issue.
The craziest thing I saw in Florida, man, and in Florida. It's crazy, but we stopped at the gas station. I am standing in line just to get a pack of smokes, right? Because the store, quote unquote, you can't go in, but they have the window open, so you can order what you want. And there's a guy in front of me wearing a Hawaiian shirt, had the solo stash before everyone jumped on that bandwagon. His shirt's buttoned all crooked, and he's leaning against the outside of this. He is completely smashed, and he gets a six-pack of whatever kind of beer. No big deal, but I kind of keep my eye on him, and he stumbles back. It was a little Pontiac Fiero. He gets in on the driver's side. I did not realize he's driving. It's at the gas station. He leaves the pumps, driving in reverse. And I thought, all right, he's going to drive in reverse, pull onto the highway. And he pulled onto the highway in reverse. Only one headlight worked, by the way. and I watched him disappear in traffic into the horizon. I looked at my wife, who's sitting in the car, like, you saw this, right? And then I'm looking at the other people in line. No one batted an eye. Like, look, that doesn't bug you, man, that he's driving in reverse. He's going the right way, but he's driving in reverse down the highway, and he's hammered. Nobody cared.
They have these things called liquor barns. It's kind of like a brew-through. So it's a big-ass barn. It's a barn. But you drive through the middle of the barn, like you're entering it, like a car wash, and then you exit the other side of the barn. You're not allowed to get out of your car.
All right.
There's bags of chips. Everything is visible to you as a
driver. Do you just reach out and grab it, or does someone hand it to you?
No, you ask them. Say, like, I want a bag of Lay's. Give me a couple of this. But they have a daiquiri machine. They have a pina colada machine.
Yeah.
And a strawberry daiquiri machine. And they'll just put a lid on it, you know, put a straw on it. Here you go, sir.
Once you put the straw in, you're encouraging people to drink it.
Well, I think they put like a piece of tape over.
Maybe.
Something.
You know, something.
That's
maybe,
their
maybe that's maybe that's the Florida rule. Like, oh, he'll never get this tape off.
Or it's like, right.
I know exactly. Man.
You forget, though, like even just our buddy Marshawn. Like when I took him to that Husky Maryland game, one night we picked up for the airport. We needed to get beer, right? And the liquor laws are different. And we went through just a drive through. Yeah. He was like, I've never gone through a drive through liquor store.
Like, oh, dude, yeah.
And I was like, yeah,
well, they also sell liquor. I mean, they'll give you a bottle of whatever you want, but they have a machine that gives you a cup with a lid and a straw.
That to me is the difference.
Of a daiquiri or a strawberry, you know, whatever the hell.
Once you give someone a straw, you're encouraging them to drink it. That's all I would say.
Good or bad, why were the police talking to you? 206-803-ROCK.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how we doing?
Hola.
Hola. Anyways, yeah, I guess where should I start? It happened a day prior. It all took place in an apartment complex. I was doing my job, just going there, going to paint the place up, and realized that I thought someone was upstairs. So, you know, I'm like, hey, man, you know, you come across some vagrants, homeless people during the winters. They take shelter wherever they can. You know, it's cold out there. Anyways, so I'm just saying, hey, man, I don't really give a crap. And
nice,
thanks. You know, just I need to paint this place. Can you please just get the heck out of here? I'm gonna be back in an hour. Come back in an hour. You know, they're still thumping on the floor. I'm like, well, it's crap, you know, I don't need this crap. So I'm start making all kinds of noise, right? I turn my car around. I'm not calling the police on people. I'll let someone else call the police. So I'm turn my vehicle and I'm just raising all kinds of heck outside. And, you know, geez, nothing. No, everybody's just looking at me. No one's calling police, nothing. Man, it's just like, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I was making all kinds of noise. Why didn't, what the heck? And anyway, so I'm just like, well, I start noticing this strange car over here, this and that. And I'm like, well, you know, it just appeared to me like some kids were like getting put into a, like a van or something. And I'm like, well, shit, am I really witnessing like an abduction? You know, so I'm just like, what the hell is going on here? I mean, I was just tripped out. I mean, I hadn't been drinking. I hadn't been doing nothing. The only thing I had done was, took my full prescription of anxiety medicine that morning. I did do a little dope the day before, but I didn't think, you know, anything of it. So I'm just taking note of this and all this going on, man. And then I end up following the cops, kids or whatever. I'm just losing my crap. So then I go over, start banging on some guy's door, and he's just like, what the hell? And so I'm just like, oh, I got to wrap this night up, right? So I wrap it up. I'm just like, man, I'm going to, you know, end up in jail or something. Get home next day, come back out there. All the lights are on. Everything is not the way I left it. And I pull up there, get all my stuff out. Police show up in like 4 or 5 cars. I'm in the garage and they're just like, dude, what's going on? We heard you were drinking. And I'm like, what? I wasn't drinking. No, I wasn't drinking. I think there's still someone upstairs. What's wrong with you? You seem a little nervous. I'm like, well, yeah, dude, I'm 52. You have 4 or 5 cop cars pulling up on me now. Yeah, I'm a little nervous. You know, I've never had good encounters with the police too much. I mean, yeah, there's good guys out there, right? I'm just saying, you know, I'm not trying to be rude or anything. I like the police. I don't like them showing up on me, though.
Well, sure.
Right. So, anyways, well, you've been drinking? No. You've been doing drugs? Well, I took my prescription medicine, and yeah, the other day I did some drugs. You know, and immediately, as soon as I said that, everything was made up. Right? They didn't even want to look at the place. I'm like, no, there's someone camping out here, man. You know, and they didn't even want to check it out. Next thing I know, I'm getting arrested. They didn't even offer.
What were you arrested for? Yeah.
A DUI. A Dewey.
Why did they assume that you'd been drinking?
Did they give you a breathalyzer?
Nope. Nothing. Nothing.
Well, how did they test you for a DUI?
Right. They're saying that I had done methamphetamines or drugs before.
Oh, I see.
And that the day before was long enough for me to be still, I guess, high or something.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. That makes sense. Did you end up beating this in court?
You know what? The 31st of December coming up. Oh. Yeah, I'm getting an attorney. So any attorneys out there?
Okay, anyway. You might want to go ahead and make that call, man.
Yeah, exactly. That's coming up quick.
I am. I've been checking for attorneys. Well,
look,
and stuff
look. Depending on what it is, especially, you could call 1-800-DUI-AWAY if that's the charge.
Yeah.
That's the direct one. I had a buddy who called because he heard the ad on our station. They represent the Shout of the Day.
Did he actually need it?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh yeah, and they did a great job doing the best that they could with the situation.
Sure.
You know, and that's all you can do. You've already done the bad thing. They're not miracle workers.
Nobody, right.
Depending on what you've done, at the level of that, you know what I mean?
Right, what's the punishment going to be?
Exactly.
That's the whole thing.
Good or bad, why were the police talking to you? 206-803-ROD.
Side note, if they ask, you don't need to offer that up.
Right.
I think even the cops get disappointed at some point. Like, dude, why did you tell us that? Mm-hmm. Like, now we have to
By the way, I have sex with my dog.
Yeah, I mean, but it was 2 days ago. Like, if you could just lie.
I thought he was someone smoking weed. He was saying he had smoked meth 2 days before.
No.
But he said he smoked dope the day before.
Well, I'm just assuming it was weed.
I don't think anyone uses dope for weed anymore, I made the mistake before. Yeah.
Hey, do you want to go outside and smoke a bowl? Next thing I know, I'm smoking crack.
Well, that makes more sense if the cops are like, we think you're so high on meth.
Sure. But, well, and based on the story, could have been. Mm-hmm.
And I should
and I keep hearing noises.
And I should have
no
known
else.
Being a Baltimore, it's probably had crack in it, but I didn't think about it because the guy looked like a Rastafarian.
But when you say a bowl, everyone assumes that you mean weed, right? I mean, that's standard.
And I took
stuff.
A hit, I was like this. What was that?
But dope no longer means weed.
Exactly.
When I was a kid, dope was weed. Now it's one of the
two
things.
Yeah, it did dawn on me as he was saying that, and I'm like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
Yep. It did seem like he was defending not drinking or smoking a lot, though.
But again, don't tell him.
Yeah.
I mean, I did a couple days ago. But, all right.
Good or bad, why were the police talking to you? 206-803-ROCK.
I can't still be high, man. I took that tab like 2 days ago.
It's like, did you kill this man? No, I killed someone entirely different, officer. Like, this.
I beat him with an inch of his life, but I didn't kill him.
He was alive when I left him. He was just bleeding out.
He had a heart attack. He's had a gun at him.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, so, about a year ago, I want to say it was about in August, I was sitting in my living room watching TV. All of a sudden, I hear tires screeching outside and then a loud bang. And so I look out my window and there is a car that is now smashed into the side of the storage facility across the street. And so I get up, I run outside, and I go run across the street, ask the lady, hey, are you okay? And she doesn't really respond. She's awake, but she doesn't really respond. She gets out of her car, reaches back in her car, and grabs a bottle of booze and books it down the road. And so one of my neighbors is already on the phone with the police, so I just kind of stood there and watched the situation. And police show up, they come out there and search her car, and then go take it off in her last known direction. And so we're all just sitting there. Suddenly she returns to the scene, and she gets back in her car and tries to take off. She puts it in reverse and floors it, but it's no luck to her. The car is stuck to the wall. And so I called the cops back out and was like, hey, she's here trying to get in her car again, trying to take off. Less than 15 seconds, so they're putting her in cuffs.
Well, that's an exciting evening.
Oh, good. Yeah, good, man. Right. I just, like, why with a bottle of booze in your car?
Right.
You know what I mean? People laugh up. I get it. People don't necessarily know how drunk they are. No, I don't leave the bar. I'm fine. You try to get their keys. But when you have the bottle in your vehicle, I'm like, I have no question that you know what you're doing.
Mm, yeah. Right? Yeah.
You're not so drunk that you don't know that what you're doing is the wrong thing to do. And also, when your first move is to get rid of your bottle of booze, like, you absolutely know what you're doing, right?
Come on. These are the same people, though, that, first of all, never don't drink and drive, but also will go out there and not bother putting their lights on.
Also.
Speeding around. It's just like, like you drive at 11 p.m., it's like, I think half the people out here could get arrested.
You know what's crazy, man? I'm watching the news last night, and this happened in L.A., and they showed this car just blows through an intersection. It's a three-way intersection. There's a coffee shop on the other side. And this car slams into this coffee shop. I mean, basically, just takes the place down. And the way they set it up on news, right before commercial breaks, and they say, you know, find out what was wrong with this elderly driver. So my wife and I look at each other, like, well, obviously it's like a medical episode. They're 90. They come back, they show the clip again. They were drunk. I was like, oh, damn. Okay, my bad.
Good or bad, why were the police talking to you? 206-803.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
P-Rock. Come on with the program from the Seattle Police Department officers, John Huber and Jake Masterson, joining us talking about the green DUIs. If you want to check it out on YouTube, you can watch the action there. At KISW Rock. It's coming up in just a couple minutes. In the meantime, our question, good or bad, why were the police talking to you? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
First time caller, guys.
Appreciate it. Welcome to the show. Thank you, man.
Thank you. So I used to live in a big major metropolitan area out of state. And me and my friends had a habit of getting into trouble. Nothing bad or violent. Just we like to go around TPing our fellow classmates' homes in high school.
You know, all right, standard fare, sure.
Yeah, usual stuff. But the problem is it was a kind of a small town or a suburb in this metropolitan area. So they knew us really well. They caught us over and over and over again.
Was it always the same thing? Like you're always TPing?
90% of the time, yeah, they knew. And, all you know, like one of our buddies, his dad was chief of police, that kind of thing.
Jesus, okay.
So they knew who we were, and they knew what we were up to, and they knew it was nothing bad. We weren't, you know, in doing anything really criminal. So one night, I'm driving around with my buddy and this girl, and I know they really want to hook up with each other. And we're all high school students, so I'm like, how can they get them some privacy? So I had a big, huge, you remember there's a old, like, 1969 Ford Thunderbird. Like, you can fit four people in the front, mm-hmm. four in the back.
Five in the trunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, we literally could put three plus full-size kegs in the trunk. Sometimes we could squeeze in a force. And so it was normal that we'd throw people in the trunk of my car and just, you know, have them while we're driving around. We'd drive out to the beach or something, and they'd sit in my car in the trunk for, like, you know, an hour. And so I said, hey, why don't you guys hop in the trunk? So, you know, they jump in the trunk and I come to find out later what was going on. Good stuff. And I'm driving along and I get pulled over by this one police officer. And this guy was the worst. He wanted to be highway patrol, but he was stuck being a local. And so he just would just take it all out on us all the time. And pulls me over and says, I saw you earlier. You had four people in your car. Where'd the rest of you go? And I know not to lie to these guys because they're going to just always search the vehicle. So I said, well, I dropped one of them at home. So what about the other two? And I said, well, they're in the trunk. he looks at me and he's all, they're what? And I said, yes, Officer Peterson, they're in the trunk. And he's all, what are they doing in the trunk? And I said, well, they kind of like each other. He's all, say, put them in the trunk. Shut up. Get out of the car. Sit on the curb. So, you know, I get out. And they come over, and this city, like, I should just tell you guys where it is. It's South Pasadena, California.
All right.
10 minutes outside of downtown LA. And they never stop a car at night with just one officer. They have one officer per car, but they always have, you know, backup show up.
Sure.
And so they have three squad cars show up, and they get behind the doors of all the cars, and they pull their guns out and they're aiming them at the trunk of the car. And then Peterson walks up and says, all right, this is the police. I want you to know that we got a bunch of officers out here and we all got our guns aimed on this trunk. So when we open this trunk, you guys come out real nice and slow. all right, you understand? And from inside, you can hear my buddy and the girl. They're going like, okay.
Right.
They come out. Yeah, they come out just deer in the headlights, flashlights in their eyes, all the cops aiming, sit us on the curb, give us the whole lecture, tell us, all right, you guys are out after curfew, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you about, 20 minutes, and then we're going to call each of your homes because they got our phone numbers. And they're like, now, if you're there, you can pick up the phone. You can hang up real fast. But if you're not, then we're going to tell your parents the whole story. So as soon as the police, they drive off and they tell us to go home and everything, I look at my friend and say, all right, where are we going next? And they're like, what are you talking about? We got to go home in case they call. I said, man, they tell us that every time. They never call. And they didn't call, but my friends were too chicken. So they had... Yeah.
Well, again,
they had me take them home.
Were they having sex in the trunk?
They were definitely having sex. That's pretty awesome.
That's interesting. Smells like motor oil.
Yeah, open that trunk like, ooh.
Good or bad, why were the police talking to you? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, but again, you're dealing with teenagers.
Look, man, when I was that age, if you said, hey, you and this girl, that, and you both want each other, you can fit in my trunk, I'll drive you somewhere. Done. Done. Yeah. Without question. Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So it's back in the mid-90s. There's four of us from Concrete decided to go down to the big city of Mount Vernon, and we're all tripping on acid. My buddy was driving his girlfriend's parents' car.
Ooh.
And we got pulled over. And an officer come up, got all our information and stuff. And then so we're all sweating as he's back in his car. And he comes back and he's like, hey, this car has been reported stolen. And we're like, what? And then he kind of just got a smile on his face and he just chuckled and said, get out of here.
And that was it.
That was it. Yeah.
He must have known her. You know, something.
I don't know. I mean, it was pretty intense for a couple minutes while he was back there, and we didn't know what was happening. We weren't drinking or anything, so we weren't worried about that. But
still, yeah. I mean, but when you're young, man, and the cops are there, you don't know. One time I got pulled over, and the guy thought it might be a stolen car. There's something about me that apparently I am so stupid that they stop believing that I'm guilty of whatever it is they initially thought. But we had moved, this is back in Baltimore City, we had one last load to get. I'm like, F it, man, I'll get it. So I drove my buddy Tony's girlfriend's car, but his girlfriend's car was in her mother's name, okay? Her mother was insane and had been married 8 times. Just keep that in mind. So I'm cutting through downtown Baltimore, and all the streetlights are on, so I didn't even think to put on my headlights. That's why I got pulled over. So when the cop pulled me over, do you know why I pulled over? That I truly have no idea, man. Headlights weren't on. That's typically a sign of a stolen vehicle. I'm like, okay. And so I had to give him my information and all this. And he rolls back to his car because he asked me, do you have the registration and all that? I'm like, I don't know where it is, man. He's like, are you being serious? I'm like, look, you're asking me questions. I'm giving you an answer. I'm not lying to you. I said, I don't know what to tell you. Do you have your license? Yes. Goes back to his car. Comes back a couple minutes later. Says, who owns this vehicle? I said, it is the girlfriend of my buddy. But it's in her mom's name. What's her mom's name? I have no idea. He goes, you don't know. I'm like, it's not my girlfriend, man. I don't know. He goes back to his car, and I'm just like, oh, my God, man. So now he thinks I've stolen the car because I truly have no information to give this guy. But, like, honestly, man, I don't know. So he comes back, and he says some name. You know, does Susan Richardson sound familiar? I'm like, no. He's like, well, that's who owns the vehicle. I said, oh, okay. And he kind of looks at me and he goes, that's not who owns the vehicle. I said, okay, dude, I'm telling you, like, I don't know her name. He rattled off 2 more names, both of them fake. And I'm like, look, I guess, man, like, seriously, she's been married 8 times. So this guy looks at me. He's like, how old is this woman? I said, I have never met her, but girlfriend's about my age. She's probably about my parents' age. I don't know, man, 50 years old. And you're telling me she's been married 8 times. So what I'm telling you is that the bitch is crazy, all right? But I do not know her last name, and whatever last name is on the registration, it might be different now because my understanding is she got married within the last 3 months. I'm like, bro, I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know her effing name. I never met her mom. I'm just trying to get this last load of boxes for my old apartment. That's the other thing is my ID did not match up to the address I gave him. I'm like, we just moved. And in his opinion, he's like, all of this is very convenient. I'm like, but it's not. right? Because I'm here talking to a cow. How is this convenient? This sucks, bro. We just moved. So he followed me about halfway back to the old place. Realized I was telling the truth. I came back, and I remember I threw the keys at his girlfriend, and I was like, I'm never driving your car again.
No.
She's like, well, I said, look, what is your mom's name? She told me at the time. And even then, when she gave the name, I don't know, say her first name was Shirley. She's like, it's Shirley Johnson. Wait. No, Shirley Connor. I'm just like, right. So I explained the situation. She's like, I feel so bad for you. I'm like, I had no information for the guy. But again, I think he just thought I was so stupid. Like, he's not smart enough to steal a car. Send him on his way.
Good or bad, why were the police talking to you? 206-803-ROCK.
That's like when me and DV got caught on that boat in Deep Creek Lake.
Right.
And they're like, and literally, he's sitting on the steering column, right? And we're under 21, and they're like, well, whose boat is this? They're like, it's not ours. Whose beer cans are those? Not ours. Now, we weren't drinking.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Obviously, you still shouldn't have a bunch of empty cans on a boat.
Sure.
And then same kind of thing. They're like, well, your registration's wrong. And it's like, I don't know. But same thing. We were like, look, it's our buddy's parents' house. They left. We took the boat out. And then the one cop's kind of like, you don't even know how to, or that's what it was. He goes, where's your license? I said, here you go. And he's like, boating license. I go, you need one? And he's like, oh, my God. And then he's like, do you guys know how to drive this boat? I was like, I think I got the handle of it. And they're like, we got to give you a ticket, but we're going to follow you back to the dock just to make sure, right? And I was dipping at the time, like, do you need a dip? He's like, no. And I'm like, all right, man, I got it. Narrator voice, did not have it.
Oh,
they
no.
Had to, like, throw us rope and help. I couldn't park the pontoon boat. I mean, but same thing, like, they had us dead in the rights if you wanted. But again,
they were like,
I was
you're
just
so
like,
stupid. Like,
right,
Jesus
like,
Christ.
You guys can't be this dumb.
It's like, yes, I
you
can.
You need one? Yeah, right? I was just like, oh, here you go. Not to mention, DB was sitting on the steering column and points at me. Who's driving this thing?
Oh, Jesus.
I was like, you bastard. But yeah. I mean, the day before, there had been four underage teenagers on this boat, so there's just a pile of cans.
Yeah. Being stupid works your advantage sometimes.
Maybe they just get frustrated enough where it's like, God damn, all right, I believe you.
You are sad.
Good or bad, why were the police talking to you? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Fred. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola.
Hey, first time caller.
Welcome to the show.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I got detained by the police because they said that I robbed the Chase Bank.
Why did they think you robbed the Chase Bank?
I have no idea. I was on my way back to the service yard during lunch for a birthday party, and I stopped at the Safeway down the street from the bank, and I walked in, and there was two cops in the store, and they started eyeballing me, and I'm like, what the hell? What's going on? So I get past the cashier stand where there was no people, and they jet right through and grabbed me and said, you know, who are you? What are you doing? I said, you know, I'm just came in for a Coke. And the guy gets on the radio and he goes, yeah, we got him. He's got the sweatshirt, the blue jeans and the boots. We got him right here. I'm like, whatever you're thinking. You don't got him.
I just want a Coke.
You got the wrong guy. And so the cop goes, no, we got you. We know who you are. You just robbed the bank. I go, no way. I go, I got a vehicle, a company vehicle out in the parking lot. We can go out and I'll show you. And they're like, no, we don't believe that. So the cop gets on the radio and he calls somebody and says, yeah, bring the teller over to identify him. So I'm standing there, and I'm telling them, you guys are wasting your time. I'm not the guy. So the lady shows up, and she's got, like, these Coke bottle glasses on.
Oh, no. You're dealing with bubbles.
And I'm like 25 feet away from her, and I'm thinking, oh, my God.
Right.
I'm going to go to jail. And, and she looks at me, takes off her glasses.
Great.
Now I'm thinking, oh, no, that's even worse. And she looks at me and goes, no, that's not him. And they just let go of me, and they walked off, and I'm like, where's the apology?
No, that's it. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
I would be impressed if I robbed a bank. My brother, I wish I could tell you I successfully robbed a bank. But I was in a bank once. I was working at Chi-Chi's, and it's, what do you call it when you go to the business line, but like they give you the change to change over to whatever.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So they gave me the deposit, no big deal. And there's maybe 20 people in the bank, kind of a busy spot. And I'm waiting in the business line, and four cops come running in. Okay, so they come running in. No guns are drawn or anything, but they look a little frantic. And all of us in line just kind of looking at each other. The teller's looking at them, and the female cop, I remember, I've just never heard this question, and it seemed ridiculous. She's like, is this bank being robbed right now? So now everyone in the bank is like, well, we don't know. You know, then the teller's looking at each other like, are you being robbed? And they're like, I'm not being, are you being robbed? And everyone's like, we don't think so. So they're like, crap. And then they left. And we're like, what was that, man?
I would say another example of being dumb at the liquor store, because it was a liquor store and a bar.
Humble brags from us.
Yeah, so my boss gives me a bag full of thousands of dollars. He goes, go to this bank, get change. Go to the bank, waiting in line, and I'm just, Mike, I'm just holding a brown bag. So they're already kind of eyeballing me, and then I go up there, I said, hey, I need to make some change. We got an account here, and they're like, all right. They're looking it up, like, I'm like, yeah, sure. And then I just start dumping out thousands, just rolled up. And I'm like, I need this, this, and this. And the guy's like, we usually charge a fee, but I guess I'll give you, like, the quarters and everything. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
But just give me the change. Get back to the liquor store. I go, man, they're really weird in that bank. He goes, what bank did you go to? I said, same thing. You're at the wrong bank.
Oh, damn, man.
Good or bad, why were the police talking to you? 206-803-RAW.
Also, a case of quarters is much heavier than you think it is.
It is super heavy. Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
So, back in the day, I lived in California, where Chatsworth is, between Santa Susana Pass or the Manson Caves. There's a train tunnel. We used to go down there and, of course, mushrooms, whatever, weed.
Sure.
For years, we've been down there. We'd go in the train tunnels, hang out in there while the train passes by. It was pretty rad. Well, we've been going down there 5-6 years. One night, coming up from the train tunnel, see these lights coming up. They're bouncing down the dirt road. And this is like a rural, if you will, kind of like next to Bob Hope Ranch, big open acreage place, right? He had a
job. Hang on. Yep. No brown words.
Yeah.
You got them? No. Hold on.
Where's it at, Miles? Once again, bedroom colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
I had no brown words, Sean.
I'm sorry, fellas. I meant shoots.
Yeah.
No worries.
Yeah, shoots. So, of course, my buddy's at he's the only other truck that's there. There's probably about 15, 20 of us. I don't know. Quite a few of us there. Everybody scatters, right? He takes off on the exit route. I can't keep up. I mean, I'm way far behind where he's at. By the time I get to my truck, the cop's on me. I'm the only one there. He gets out. He's like, ha, buddies are pretty cool, huh? Yeah, not so much. He's like, what are you guys doing? You're not supposed to be in those train tunnels. Like, yeah, no, man, we were in the train tunnels. We were just hanging out. I was like, all right. Well, yeah. Start searching me, of course. He first pulls out the pipe, my front pocket, my other front pocket, old Kodak canisters.
Yeah, we
had
know.
Cram full of skunk. It was stinky, yummy. Yummy weed. Opens it up. He's like, yeah, that's no Mexi. Puts it in his other pocket. He's like, yeah, tell your friends there's a bunch of P words. I'll get out of here.
Oh, damn.
Oh, that's not the best interaction. That's not the worst.
As
far as that goes, yeah.
I had a cop do that once. He did not pull me over for that, but I'm acting a little nervous. Why are you nervous? I'm like, all right, man. So anyway, he discovers 5 joints on me, and he says, at the end of this, he's going to let me go, which I'm just like, oh, thank God, man. But he told me to give him the 5 joints for evidence. Those were his words, right? Not just give me the 5 joints to get out of here. Give me the 5 joints for evidence. So my hands, you know, I'm kind of shaking at the steering wheel. But I'm like, evidence. So I rolled down the window. I said, hey, man, I'm not like trying to push the situation here, but you said for evidence, as I am not under arrest, there is no evidence to be placed there. So it just seems to me like you scored 5 joints. How about I keep 2, you keep 3, and it's all good? And he stares at me, and he gave me 2 joints back, And that was it. And I'm like, okay, if he hadn't said evidence, I wouldn't have gotten a
deal.
Well, evidence for what, man? Well, you just scored five joints. Like, no. You give me two, you keep three, it's even.
Now, if you listen to this program on a regular basis, if you listen to this program on a regular basis, just pay attention to this. If the caller is telling a story or they are from California, within the first 6 seconds of any conversation, we could be talking about buying a car, tacos. We could be talking about flying airplanes in Antarctica. They will let you know that they are from California.
Oh, without a doubt.
It is the most amazing phenomenon in the world. It's crazy. Doesn't matter what the topic is. Well, man, you know, down there in California, Jesus Christ. It's amazing. Anyway. Coming on the program from the Seattle Police Department, officers John Huber and Jake Masterson joining us. We're going to be talking about green DUIs, and we got your emails on the way next to the men's room at KISW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.